We're doing the Chazanish, Emuna u'Bitachon. We're up to page Lamed Hey in these editions, the 24th section. Not that book, you got to look on with him. We're in that book.
V'omnam en tehilat ba'al halachot aguna, la'im ken kadma lo yirato lechokhmato.
We would only praise someone for their knowledge of halacha if their awe of heaven, their respect of the Torah, of God's mitzvos, precedes their wisdom. The wisdom of Torah cannot settle in a heart that is sealed. Because if you really want to understand Torah, there's a sensitivity that the soul must develop. It has to be above the base, crass desires of the average person. The soul, in order to elevate itself to the upper spheres, as the soul tastes a taste of the desire for the source of wisdom, that takes a certain sensitivity. You ask the average guy, you want to come learn in yeshiva? What do I need yeshiva for? What is that type of falafel stand? What do I need yeshiva for? Ah, you taste it, you develop a sensitivity, you start understanding, you start yearning. It's a developmental process. It doesn't happen off the bat. Hashoefet l'tmunat en ketz, as one grows and develops a sensitivity for Torah, then one also develops a desire and a yearning for that limitless understanding that Torah can provide. Hamshashat b'cheka chokhma b'chulat ahava. There's even an element of entertainment where one is steeped in Torah and then that wisdom is actually his pastime, and one is as though he's lovesick for Torah. That doesn't happen if you don't have the basis of a respect, of an awe for the Torah, Yirat Shamayim. There has to be a developmental process. There needs to be a basic yira. There needs to be a sensitivity. As that sensitivity develops within a person, one develops an appreciation, a connection, and from there a yearning for the Torah. Ve'en chacham b'torah rak acharei ha'itmazgut shel iyun ha'sechel v'tam yirat chet. Wisdom in Torah is only when we see the fusion, the connection of an intellectual analysis with the logic, the feeling, the sensation of being a God-fearing person. You need to connect those two. A chacham in Torah, says the Chazanish, has to be one who has fused the two. One is that intellectual process, the other is his being a God-fearing person. To connect the two. Now, we're going to pick up here next class, Be'ezrat Hashem. I just want to tell you a few words about who the Chazanish was, so we appreciate what he's writing here. I did not merit to see the Chazanish before my time. My grandfather saw him. My grandfather did see him, but I didn't. I merited to learn by people who saw him. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu used to go and ask him questions. The Chazanish was very jovial. He was a guy who had no kids. He was a Talmud Chacham who...
Was that by his own volition? Not having any kids?
No. That's a different discussion, but no. He unfortunately could not have kids, and he was very, very jovial, very happy. When you'd learn Torah, he was very serious. Rav Soloveitchik is quoted as having told his students to learn Chazanish on the Talmud. And he said the Chazanish is the sefer you should learn because the Chazanish was not a genius. The Chazanish worked very hard. And you see the systematic, logical, developmental process in his works. So from him you could learn, if you read the works of a genius who could quote from all over Shas because they've mastered everything and they're a super genius, so then you say, what does that teach me? that the Chazon Ish focuses and shows you how he takes apart a sugya and uses his logic, his focus, his intense concentration to take apart a sugya, you could learn from that. That's something that speaks to each of us. That's why Rav Soloveitchik told his students, learn Chazon Ish, because from the Chazon Ish you'll learn what it means to learn. It's something that's accessible to everyone. So I'm saying when we read this, we have to understand that the Chazon Ish is speaking about himself too. When he says that fusion of Torah and Yiras Shamayim, he wasn't a genius, and I wouldn't say that because I wouldn't know. But Rav Soloveitchik said that, and Rav Soloveitchik was a genius. You know, people used to make that blessing on Rav Soloveitchik. There's a special blessing when you see a genius, a blessing that God imparted to him from God's wisdom. So they used to make that blessing over Rav Soloveitchik. But he said about the Chazon Ish, his wisdom came from his concentration and his hard work, and that's where everyone can learn from him. We'll pick up here. Bezat Shem.